Thanks for listening to the podcast from Faith Radio Mornings.
Start your day connecting faith to life with Faith Radio Mornings.
Let it rise.
And happy Friday. It is 4 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold here with you this morning, and I am pretty happy that it's so nice out. It's going to be a spectacular weekend here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis / St. Paul. I hope it's the same where you are, because this is one of those spring weekends that when you get them and you have them, you remember them, because the sun is warm and that breeze is cool and there's no bugs yet, so it's really quite nice. And if you are still figuring out what to do for Mother's Day, we got some ideas. For starters, why don't you call in and you can give her a little tribute. You can leave a voicemail, 1-877-933-2484, and just hit number 2 and leave a voicemail. Or you can email me at bill@myfaithradio.com, and I will put your little tribute to Mom on the air. And that way you can honor her in a nice way. Here's a letter that came in, which I found very sweet. This person said, being the sixth of eight children, I never expected to be put first, but somehow my mother managed to do just that, all the while making my siblings believe they had been put first. What none of us realized at the time is that she had put herself second to accomplish this. One of my regrets is that I only took a limited number of days to put her first. Now that she's in God's hands, the debt I owe to her can never be repaid. It can only be passed on. And she taught me that too. So if you want to give your mom a little tribute, similar to that one that just came to us on the email, we would love to hear from you. There's a great passage out of Proverbs 31. And a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. That's from Proverbs 31, verse 10 and 27 to 28. So that's a great verse. Good reminder. Where would we be without moms? Nowhere. They are pretty spectacular, and they're one of a kind. So, and my mom's probably listening, so good morning, Mom. Thank you. You're one of a kind, and I love you. All right, 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, we are going to have some great conversations in the second hour. We are going to start with Adam Holtz. We're going to talk a little bit about entertainment movies coming up over the weekend. Are you thinking about taking Mom to a movie? We got a suggestion here. We'll be right back. Good morning. It's 8 minutes after the hour. So glad you're with us today. You know, Adam Holtz is with us on the studio line this morning, and I'm always delighted to talk to Adam. And Adam is from Plugged In Ministries, which I believe is that Focus on the Family? Yes, it is. And Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Say, teen suicide, one of my least favorite subjects, and I get very tense talking about this because this is something that's so hard to discuss, and a friend of mine lost his son in the last year, very difficult, still struggling, of course, with just the pain of thinking about it. And so I want to tread lightly and carefully onto this subject, but I do want to discuss it due to the popularity of this Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why. Can you talk about that?
Well, 13 Reasons Why is a provocative show in every sense of that word, perhaps in some good ways and perhaps in some unintentionally, potentially harmful ways. It's the story of a high school sophomore named Hannah Baker who takes her own life, and we know that that's happened from the beginning of this show's 13 episodes. And in each episode, before she dies, she has made cassette tape recordings to give to each of the people who in some way have influenced her choice to take her own life. And so, you know, some of the praise for the show has been, you know, it's shining a bright spotlight on issues of bullying of assault, of the kinds of emotional things that even somebody as young as a high school sophomore is having to cope with these days. Now, on the flip side, I would say the film has generated more the show has generated more negative publicity, simply because in its attempt to deal with this issue, there are a lot of experts out there, psychologists, school counselors, parents, who are saying it unintentionally glamorizes the tragic choice that she makes. And so that really is the core issue. And not only does it glamorize it, it shows that choice pretty graphically. So that's a pretty huge red flag for us personally.
Mm-hmm. Adam, what is that just... How does that reflect in our culture today when we are glamorizing teen suicide? I'm trying to hold my breakfast on right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it is a real issue, and it brings up the question of how do we talk about hard things, and do we have to show everything to know that something is bad? I remember I saw a critically acclaimed R-rated movie years ago, and I walked out thinking, it was a brilliant depiction of depravity,
mm-hmm.
but do I need to see depravity on screen to know that it's depraved, even if it's well done and on some level well intended? And I think the show's creators and the person who wrote the book that the show is based on, I don't think their intent was to glorify suicide,
mm-hmm.
but it's really difficult to deal with this issue without romanticizing it. And obviously we know that teens are impressionable, and it doesn't mean they're all going to run off and make this choice. But you know, even here in Colorado Springs in the last year, we've had 6 or 7 kids commit suicide. And so it's clear that there's this idea of contagion. You know, they get this idea in their head and it spreads. And so I think what on some level may have been a well-intended attempt to deal with a real issue unintentionally is just making it worse.
You know, Adam, it makes me think of the passage out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, that says, "Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults." So your whole idea about that movie where you don't need to go see depravity on film, I think, is a great point.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so let's talk about...
Yeah. Well, and I think parents, too, just one last thing on this. Parents need to know that kids are going to be aware of this. This is hugely popular among kids.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if your kid comes home and has questions about it and be willing to talk about it. This is one that parents really need to be, I think, up to speed on. But that doesn't mean, hey, we're going to sit down as a family and watch this M-rated show that's full of profanity and sexuality, among other problems, together to understand that these things are really problems.
You know, so Adam, maybe my next question is, why are so many teens drawn to this series?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Bill. I mean, I think that all of us, we want to see our experiences depicted truthfully. And I think from everything I have seen about the show and talking with people who have watched all 13 episodes, you know, it really does try to present an unvarnished look at what high school life is really like. So I think kids would probably watch it and say, yeah, that's kind of the way it is. But again, you know, is that ultimately helpful for them? If the way it is so problematic, the fact that they're relating to it isn't necessarily a good thing either. So, you know, I think there is some authenticity here, and that's the draw of the show. But there are other ways to address the issues that the show is dealing with without wading into all of the muck that would cause a young girl to decide to take her life.
Mm-hmm. I especially think of the vulnerable ones out there. And yeah. High school certainly is a time in life when you might be more dramatic about your life.
Yeah.
And all of
yeah.
a sudden you can align yourself with the ultimate kind of drama in this series,
yeah.
and the end result is the person ends their life. So I hate that even being on anyone's radar.
Exactly. And, you know, we know from psychology and what scientists tell us that adolescents are really still developing in terms of consequential decision-making, that there really is a lack of understanding sometimes of the consequence. And this is sort of the ultimate tragic example of not thinking things through as far as they should.
Yeah, Adam, usually we don't go this deep, but this is a serious subject, and I want to take a short break. When we come back, I just want you to maybe put a cap on what the Bible teaches about suicide and just remind us all about where that leads. And we'll come back and talk to Adam Holtz a little bit more from Plugged In Ministries in just a minute. Minutes after the hour. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're talking about a subject not super happy at all, but it is something that we need to discuss because of the popularity of a show on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why. It's a show that's series that sort of glamorizes teen suicide, and the kids are watching it. And I think we need to be, as adults, parents, uncles, aunts, grandparents, equipped to have discussions with them. I'm talking to Adam Holtz from Plugged In Ministries. Adam, and I'm just curious about let's just be reminding ourselves of what the scripture teaches about suicide.
Well, I mean, I think we need to start with the idea of just the sanctity and dignity of life. You know, we often talk about the pro-life issue as it relates to abortion, but suicide is a pro-life issue too. And I think as Christians, our mandate is to help people understand that every life is created in God's image, that we have enormous value and significance because God has crafted us. You know, Psalm 139 talks about how we were created and knit together in our mother's wombs, and that before a single word is on our lips, God knows it. And so suicide is sort of in some ways the ultimate rejection of God's work in somebody's life.
Because mm-hmm.
And it's an irrevocable decision. Unlike every other choice to walk away from God that we could make, there's no way back from this one, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get another shot at redemption.
No.
So it short circuits redemption. Now, certainly there are traditions that would say suicide, you know, means that you don't go to the place you want to go to. you don't go to heaven afterwards. You know, That's probably a deeper theological question than we want to get into. I think somebody probably still could have a relationship with Jesus and make this choice. But I also think, you know, is that a gamble you want to take?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we really want to go there. And so I think our responsibility and job as adults, as youth leaders, as parents, as grandparents and family members is to just to love people in a way that the door is open for them to pour out their hearts and their pain, and to understand that teens today may be wrestling with things that comparatively we never had to deal with.
Right. Yeah. Adam, and I know that you've got some resources on focusonthefamily.com/parenting/teens, and it's called 13 Reasons Why Not. And that gives people some resources on that subject.
So come to focusonthefamily.com and we definitely have resources that you can download, that you can read, that can really equip you to deal with this issue with your kids.
All right, let's talk about some a couple of new movie releases. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, or as what I'm hearing, Legend of the Dull Box Office Sword.
Yeah, Legend of the Sword got rusty, right?
Yeah, real quick.
Well, King Arthur, it's sort of like one of these perennial myths that every few years gets resurrected, and some Arthur movies are better than others, and in this case, I would say most of them are probably better than this one. It's already tanking at the box office, so it just, you know, it's the latest attempt to take an old myth and jazz it up. And as you might expect, it's full of violence. That is probably the biggest issue here. You know, for parents who are wondering why did this get a PG-13 rating. Super high body count, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's PG-13 violence, so they have to sanitize it to a certain extent to get that rating. But, you know, we've got some mythological creatures, female ones that aren't wearing much, so there's that to deal with. And there's a reasonable bit of vulgarity and language, too. So, I don't know. You know, is that really how you want to spend your weekend?
No, negatory. That would not.
I don't think so.
No, no. What about Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2? And, of course, I have to play dumb here because I did not see Part 1.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is the sequel to Marvel's surprise hit from a couple of years ago. And this is a story about a group of pseudo-superheroes. Some of them have superpowers and some of them just have gadgetry, if you will. And they're, again, thrust into another intergalactic adventure. It has some things to recommend it. It actually says some really great things about parenthood, about fathers, about families, maybe even more so than the first one. But also, the other thing it has more of is just a little bit more content. So everything that the first one had, some sensuality, some profanity, again, a high comic book style body count, there's more of that this time around. So I think it's easy for parents to think, oh, these comic book movies are for kids, but it's a PG-13 movie for a reason. There's enough content here to really, really warrant caution with younger kids. My 10-year-old's like, Dad, can we go see Guardians of the Galaxy? And I just said, you know what, bud, there's too many content issues here for us to wade into that. It really is not appropriate for children. So I think that's a good word for parents, that just because it's based on a comic book doesn't mean it's kid stuff.
Yeah. Well, Adam, as we wrap up here, we're kind of loving on moms today. I don't know if you have a little tribute or a little thing you want to talk about your mom?
Well, I have the best mom in the world.
No, I have the best mom.
Argue with me.
We'll meet in the parking lot after this interview if you want to.
And I give credit to my mom for loving me and praying for me in a way that when I went through a prodigal season, my own adolescence, that it was mom's words and mom's prayers that I think, as much as I can tell such things, that really helped me to come back eventually. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Love so much.
Was there one thing that your mom taught you in particular that still kind of rises to the top when you think about it?
You know, there's one thing she showed me, and that was the power of prayer. With everything, my mom prays. She prays for big things. She prays for little things. And she very rarely gets flustered, but I saw her model dependence on prayer in a way that I think has influenced me very profoundly, Bill.
Mm-hmm. And has your mom been an influence with your kids about prayer?
Well, that's a great question. She does pray with them. Yeah, I would say so.
Because I just want you to know, Adam, that your 10-year-old is now praying that you'll change your mind and take him to Guardians.
I know he is.
Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. So just so you know, you're up against that.
Yep.
Well, anyway, have a great weekend with the fam, and blessings on your wife, as she is a mother, and happy Mother's Day to her. And you're just a delight to have on, so thank you for being with us, and I'll look forward to our next time. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, it's 25 minutes after the hour. We're so glad you're joining us on this Friday, end of the week, and we're going to honor moms coming up next. So get out that cell phone and give us a call, 1-877-933-2484. Tell us about your mom. We'll just keep it short, and you can email me if you would like to at bill@myfaithradio.com and maybe type a sentence or two about your mom, and we'll honor her in the next half hour. Be back in a minute. It is 36 minutes after the hour. Sometimes we need extra motivation in doing what God calls us to do. Pastor Lee Cummings shares his insights on what motivates us.
So many times we want either somebody else to do it, or maybe we don't feel like it, but sometimes we just need to be more motivated by God's heart for other people and let our attitude and let our heart catch up to it as we're in motion, than sitting around and waiting to feel, quote, led. You know, Jonah did it. Jonah responded and he went to Nineveh and there was great fruitfulness. I can't help but think, you know, the latest statistics I was just reading the other day that said that over 85% of Christians in America have never invited anybody to church. But yet 80% of unchurched people say that if they were invited by someone that they know, that they would go to church.
You can find that full interview on our website at myfaithradio.com. Just type in lessons about Jonah. You'll get to it. Coming up next, we're going to honor mamas. We have Jackie on the studio line from Shakopee. She's going to start us off in just a minute. Almost 22 at the top of the hour. We're so glad you're with us today. We're going to sort of wrap our show up today talking about Mother's Day and kind of honoring moms, paying tributes to our moms. And I want to open up the studio lines. If anyone wants to give us a call, you can do it at 1-877-933-2484. We've got some books to give away if you want to call and give Mama a tribute. So we're going to start loving on our mamas right now with Jackie from Shakopee. She's on the studio line. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm loving life, and I'm so glad you called. It makes me so happy.
Amen. I am so grateful for the mother that I had who has went home to be with the Lord about 22 years ago.
Mm.
My mother taught me how to love the Lord, how to have a relationship with God, and go to God first and then come to her later. That's what she would tell me. My mother taught me that when I would have children, she said that God holds every parent responsible for teaching our children about Him. So I am so grateful to that legacy, and I am so grateful that God gave me my mother, that He put me in her womb, that would the teachings that she taught me will last my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
And Jackie,
I'm just grateful for that.
Yeah, Jackie, her love is so alive in your heart, even though she's been gone 22 years.
Amen, and God bless me because I am a picture of my mother. I look exactly like my mother. I just didn't get the singing voice that she had.
Darn it.
My mother was a professional gospel singer.
Wow.
Yeah, but I look exactly like her. She was friends with Shirley Caesar. They all kind of traveled the circuit and sang together. She sang with a group called Trinity.
Oh, fantastic.
Out of Chicago. Yeah.
Well, what an honor that you would share this with our listening audience, and the fact that you love the fact you look like her, despite you don't have her voice, and yet you know in the depths of your heart the things that she taught you and shared with you are things that are going to live on forever in you, and then also in your kids.
Yeah, I've been teaching my children, are adults now, so they all have a relationship with the Lord, and my grandbaby. So I'm just grateful to God for the legacy of Jesus. You know, just letting our children know it's nothing impossible for the Lord, and their prayers work. You know, people got to keep praying because they work.
You might not be able to sing as well as your mama, but you can preach as good as your mama.
Well, amen. All glory to God. Thank you for the opportunity for just sharing what my mother did. Her name was Jean, and I'm just so grateful.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful.
Jackie, we're gonna leave now, but I want you to stay on hold because we want to get you a book. All right?
Okay. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day. Here's another one that came in. When I was a kid, my mom had to wake me for school. I would always say, 5 more minutes. And now that she's gone, I find myself saying every day, 5 more minutes. And another listener named Kim, this was very sweet, very touching. And I would like to honor my mom, Carol, as well as my mother-in-law, Ruth, who unexpectedly passed away last April in 2016. And we miss her so much. My own mom, Carol, is also going through a tough time as she is now receiving in-home hospice care, and this may be her last Mother's Day with us. So I wanted to mention these two very special women to me. And Kim, God bless you and all that's on your plate, and God bless your dear, dear mother and your mother-in-law, Ruth. We're thinking of them and praying for them and just wanting you to know that we love you. All right, we've got, Maxine from North Minneapolis. Maxine, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm loving life. You know me.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, I bet you got a blessing for your mother.
Yes, I want to give a blessing for my mom. She's not with me anymore.
Okay.
Lord took her home about 4 years ago, and she was just a wonderful cook, wonderful mother. She always taught us how to pray and how to read the Bible, and always, you know, telling us to, you know, always put God first in our life.
Mm. I just love your mom already.
Yes, yeah, so I just want to thank God for her, because if it wasn't for her, I would not know the Lord.
Mm.
And I would not love him the way I love him and trust and have faith, you know, because she taught me how to have faith, how to believe, you know, that all things are possible if I only believe and trust in him.
Mm.
That gave me life.
Yeah.
You know? So I just want to thank my mother for that. And with that, I was allowed to share that with my children and now my grandchildren, you know. So I thank the Lord for that.
Yeah, Maxine, you're getting me to have water in my eyes. I think that's known as tears. But I so appreciate your willingness to share, and thank you for blessing our listening audience with these kind words about motherhood and your mother. And God bless her as she is in glory now with the Lord, and you will soon see her again one day. I shouldn't say soon, but you will one day see her again.
One day, see her.
One day, yeah.
Not soon, but one day.
Yeah.
You're right. Rephrase that.
I saved myself there, I think. We'll find out after the show if I still have a job.
Yes.
But God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you for opening up the line so we all can share the blessing that God has gave us.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
Yep. So sweet. Another letter came in from a listener named Diane in Waterloo, and she said, "My mom is the greatest. She was and is a hard worker. She always put everyone first. She cared for people who always had some kind of injury in a hospital, and she always cared for my great uncle and my grandmother in her home until they went to meet the Lord. And she took care of my dad when he got sick. And then she had gotten colon cancer, and yet she cared for the siblings when they had surgery or whatever it was. And I think she did this all because she was a strong Christian, and now her raising her kids as strong Christians." And she said, "I think that's the world's best mom." And she is 80 and continues to do all of this for others. So thank you for all you do for us. I love you, Diane. So God bless Diane's mom, and happy Mother's Day to her. And what a sweet tribute and blessing that is. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more tributes for your mama. If you want to call and give a tribute, 1-877-933-2484. And that would be wonderful to hear from you. We've actually got a couple of books we can give away. Not in time for Mother's Day, probably, but, you know, maybe next year. Be back in a minute. All right, it's almost 10:02 at the top of the hour. We're talking about mothers and paying tribute to them, and they are one of a kind. There's nothing like them. So we've asked some listeners if they would like to call in and give a tribute to Mama. And if you want to still do that, there's some more time, 1-877-933-2484. In the meantime, Sherry from Madison is with us on the studio line. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
I would love to hear a little tribute to your mama.
Well, my mother's name was Darlene, and she passed in 2012, but she had left me a legacy of faithfulness and steadfastness. She lived with my dad, who was an alcoholic until he recovered the last 18 years of his life, and then she took care of him while he had Alzheimer's until the last year of his life. And she, until she died at age 82, she volunteered. I mean, the last November election, she worked 8 hours at the polls.
Mm.
She volunteered at the nursing home close to her house. You know, she just was always giving of herself to others. And that just was her. I mean, if you had a birthday or an anniversary, you were getting a card from her. Yeah. And, you know, she just honored people by the way she lived.
Mm-hmm. And then are you...
She loved the Lord.
Nice. Are you carrying on her traditions?
Well, when I read her obituary, I thought only God can help me do all this.
Uh-huh. Because if you're sending cards on people's birthdays, mine's April 1st.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to put that in my phone so I remember it.
All right. And then the two words. Oh, go ahead.
She just was... left a wonderful legacy for me and my siblings and her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandchildren.
That's so beautiful. The two words you used right in the beginning is faithfulness and steadfastness, and that is so powerful that that's what your mom,
yep,
you know, grafted into your world and your life, and that lives on forever in your heart. That is so sweet, Sherry. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to honor my mom.
Oh, my pleasure. You kid not have you on every day honoring your mom.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day. All right. I've got another caller, I believe. Victoria is on the line from Elk River. Victoria, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
It's very nice to be here.
Oh, so glad for you to be here.
I wanted to honor my mother. Tell her a very happy Mother's Day so much. She and her husband, or my dad, came from Ukraine when I was 6 months old. And her hard work and her love for Jesus has kind of just carried us through really tough times and kind of instilled in us that nothing is given freely except salvation. And through that, just really taught us to work hard, and I just wanted to tell her that she did a wonderful job raising me and my four sisters, and she's been a great grandmother so far as well. She has 8 grandkids, and I just wanted to bless her and wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Well, Victoria, I have to say that is so loving, and it is a great tribute, and you have blessed her. You've blessed me just listening to you blessing your mother. So thank you so much for coming on the program. And I hope you have a nice Mother's Day as well.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much. I certainly have time for a few more callers. If you'd like to give us a call and give a nice tribute to your mama, 1-877-933-2484. I had an anonymous caller who said, would like to pay tribute to her mother-in-law for raising up a wonderful son who became her husband. Grateful for her mother-in-law and her mother, who has passed away. So isn't that great that someone's paying tribute to a mother-in-law?
That's amazing.
Who raised a great son who became her husband. A couple of other things that I've seen. Abraham Lincoln, of course, had a great line about his mom. He said, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Another author said, "The best place to cry is on a mother's arms." Isn't that the truth? And Stevie Wonder said, "Mama was my greatest teacher, a teacher of compassion, love, and fearlessness. If love is sweet as a flower, then my mother is that sweet flower of love." Awfully sweet, isn't it? Another person said, "Heaven must be really small because I see it in my mom's eyes."
Oh, that's so good. All of these great tributes. Now I'm a little bit embarrassed. Like, I don't think I did a good enough job on my Mother's Day card. I'm going to have to go.
You better start over.
I'm going to have to resend.
You actually gave your mom a really nice tribute on the air. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. That was very sweet.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm not going to have you go through it again. But
I didn't even know if she was listening or not, but it turns out that she was. So I still love you, Mom, every single day, always.
That is so sweet. So if you have want to give your mama a live tribute, you can give us a call. We've got just a couple more minutes. I guess we don't. Anyway, but if you want to email us, we do have time for one more. Deb from Madison. Deb, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Thanks
for listening, by the way.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. My mother passed away in March of 2010, but if I had a couple of words to describe her, I would say that she prayed. She prayed for all of us children. There were eight of us. I'm seven of eight. And all of us have come to know the Lord. Had like three brothers to pass away, but they all came to know the Lord before they died. And I think it was because of her prayers. Her husband, my dad, never had accepted the Lord until actually on his deathbed, which I hate to tell that story because you never know, you know, thinking about that. But actually, I believe it was because of the prayers of my mother that he did come to know the Lord. But she lived all through that and lived faithfully and took us to church. And I live to this day knowing, you know, that she's in heaven and that I'll be there with her.
That is so sweet, Deb. Thank you so much for that message. And it's just so honoring to your mom. And what a beautiful, amazing woman she was.
Well, thank you for Faith Radio and for opening up your lines this morning.
Oh, happy to do it. Have a great weekend yourself.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Deb. All right. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the morning show. Be back in just a minute. Oh, I wish we had more time to pay tributes to moms. We still have lots of callers that are trying to get on the air, and it's just we've run out of time, unfortunately. But if you would be willing to leave a message on our voicemail, we'd love to. We'll find some time maybe early next week to play some of the messages honoring moms, because we're never not in a mood to honor moms, because we love moms. And thank you for calling. We have certainly learned one thing about some of our listeners. There is a strong legacy of faithfulness in the listening family here at Faith Radio, and moms had a lot to do with it, because moms kept praying and kept speaking truth into the lives of their kids, just like the way my mama did. So, Mom, thanks. I love you. All right? Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to this Faith Radio Mornings podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make your gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of Faith Radio Mornings, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or on your podcast player. And thanks for sharing the audio link with a friend and growing the impact of Faith Radio Mornings.